Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Chi-Town Podcast Show's Angel. That's my angel. That's my angel. Yes, Angel. Happy Monday. Happy Monday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Monday. Yes, Monday. Today is Monday. It's crazy, right? Day's going by fast. But I want to say, you know, kids get out of school. You know, also, you know, people probably going to school, people getting off work, people probably getting off work, or people have school today, kids didn't have school today, or people didn't have work today. But yeah, happy Monday to you guys. Hope you guys had an amazing weekend. I enjoyed my weekend. It was amazing. But, you know, got to be back on the schedule, you know, today. But yes, happy Monday to you guys. Also, I want to say, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Hope you guys enjoy you guys' birthday. You know, had so much fun on you guys' birthday, but you guys already knew my birthday was Sunday. I had fun. Weekend was fun. It was fun. I had so much fun Saturday, Friday, preparing Sunday. You know, a chill the next day, trying to, you know, first book went out for birthday, but I didn't, because, you know, couldn't make it to you guys today. But hey, I do that. I have enjoyed my birthday coming in. That's all that matter. I enjoyed it so much. But hey, you know, it is what it is. Gotta get back on schedule, you know, give you guys, you know, a new episode every day. So yes, and I enjoyed my birthday weekend. Shout out to everyone who say happy birthday to me. Shout out to everyone who you know, celebrate my birthday with me. Shout out to you guys. You know who you guys it is. But yeah, you know, back to reality. Back to it. But of course, today, of course, we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs. That's the only thing we're talking about today. So yeah, that's the only thing. But now let's know Friday. You know, it was the play-in tournament. Friday. Of course, Bulls versus the Heat. A rematch, but did not play. Of course, the Heat, of course, 112 to Bulls 91. He had the King versus the Pels. Zion did not play, but the Pels, of course, won against the King. Pels 105 to King 98. So, yeah. Now, you know, the first round playoff starts Saturday, of course. So, let's get into the first game. It was some blowouts games. Some were, like, very, very close games. But Saturday, first matchup was Orlando versus Cleveland. Of course, Cleveland won, took game one, 97 to Orlando 83. Then you had the Suns versus Timberwolves. Timberwolves, of course, 120 to Suns 95. Then you had 76 versus the Knicks. Knicks, of course, 111 to 7604. Then you had the Lakers versus the Nuggets. The Champs, of course, 114 to Lakers 103. Then you had the Heat versus the Celtics game. Heat, of course, 114 to Celtics. No, not Heat. I apologize. Of course, the Celtics won 114 to Heat 94. Then you had Dallas versus Clippers. I thought it was plus Clipper. Kawhi did not play. But the Clipper, of course, 109 to Dallas 97. Then you had Indiana versus the Bucks. Of course, Giannis did not play, but Dame did. So, okay, 109 to Indiana 94. Then you had the Pel versus the OKC game. This game was close. Not, we were on a yesterday game. I probably was on, we was talking about yesterday game. It was only like, I think it was like, it was only four games Saturday, but yesterday game, of course, Sunday, I already told you guys the game Sunday was Heat versus Celtics. Of course, Celtics, of course, 114 to Heat 94. Then you had Dallas versus Clippers. Kawhi did not play, of course. You had Clippers, of course, 109 to Dallas 97. Because Clippers was blowing them out in the first quarter, in the second quarter, but without Kawhi. So, yeah. And then you have the Indiana Pacers versus the Bucks. Of course, Bucks won the game, put them in the tier in the first half of the quarter. Bucks hit 109 to Indiana 94. Bam. We had the Pale versus the OKC. This game was tight. This game was very, very close out of every game. This game was very, very close. It was a nail-biter to see who's going to take game one. But the Pale, of course, lost 92 to OKC. 94. Then tonight, game two, you got the Orlando versus the Cavs, 6 p.m. tonight. You got 76 versus the Knicks at 6:30 p.m. You got the Lakers versus the Nuggets at 9 p.m. tonight. So, the only three games for tonight. And then tomorrow, we will not talk about tomorrow. But, yeah, the only game for game two. It's only three games from game two. So, it's gonna be a tough show. It's going to be a good matchup. I can't wait. I'm excited about it. I want to see which team's going to, you know, I guess it was game one. You know, yeah, you see that. But I want to see how teams bounce back on these games, because it can be tough. It can be very, very tough. It just got to see who wanted more. Who wanted more than the other team, you know. Can the team tie the series at 1-1? Or would the other team want the game one be 2-0 in the same game? But, you know, teams going to, you got the first game out the way. You got to, you know, flush that, you know, down the toilet and then focus on the game two. Because, you know, game two, you know, clean stuff up and trying to fight to make sure they season on the line, you know, make sure, you know, team is going 2-0 on them. And then, you know, game three, game four, at teams that, you know, way right now, so. Who got home court advantage game one, game two, got on the road to face team who did not have game home one, two, and win them games on the road. So it can be tough on the road. You're on the road right now. Your team on the road right now. I know it can be tough. It can be stressful. You just have that mental mindset to say, you know what? We gotta go get it. We gotta go get it, and it's like it's crunch time. This is very, very crunch time. You can't let up at all, because you know, can't get so high, can't get so low. You gotta stay like in the middle, because team can, you know, like I said, they can fix what they need to fix in game they had in game one, like the trouble in game one, then focus on game two, and excuse the things that you want to do practice on, and also play tonight. So you got enough time, then you got tomorrow, you got rest, practice. But it's like you have that mental mindset, because you know it can be tough. It can be tough on everybody. It can be tough. I'm telling you right now, it can be tough. But you just gotta have that mindset to say, we gotta go out there and get it. 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 We gotta take a game. At least get this game on the road so the series can be 1-1. Then we get home, we go up 2 or 3, and then finish the game at their house. Game 5 at their house. But you just gotta protect home court first, then go on the road and take one from their house, then the next one their house, then sweep them, get some rest, because you're gonna take some time for teams. For the next rounds for teams to get these games, because it can be tough. The series can be tough. You see OKC versus the Pels, that game, that series going to be tough. It's going to be a tough. Both teams is young. Also, one team, have been in that situation, play in the playoff or the play-in, but some teams did not have play in, or just got back in the playoffs. So it can be tough, you know. It can be tough, but like I said, it's gonna be a good match. It's gonna be a good match, and I can see like these teams they gonna get up. Yes, okay. Game one, they got us. Game one, cool. Game two, we gotta steal one at their house. You know, whoever got home court advantage in game two, and then we got to win on the road so we can tie the series up so we can go to game seven. Like round one, yeah, it can be tricky, it can be hard, or it can be easy. But you can't take no team lightly. You can't take no team sweet, because you play these games one day, get one day off, but still got practice. Then play the game the next day. So You gotta flush that. Like I said, you gotta flush that out of the. You gotta flush that in the toilet. Focus on this game and see what can you do best, better in this game, because it can be tough. You know, it can be tough. It can be mentally tough. But your team needs you. You need to go out there and play. You need to ball out. Like, nothing can stop to you. Like, you got to focus on game two right now. Focus on game two. Game one in the past now. Game one in the past. Focus on game two. How can you make yourself and your team get better and try to win this game on the road? If you're on the road or at home right now. Okay, we won game one at home. We survived game one. Now let's move on game two, because we got one at home. So we got, you know, we not going out with a fight. They not going out to fight. So we got to bring our A game every single day, every single night. Also make sure the little things, you know, the little things do is important, very, very important. And you got to, like, really, really, like, little things are important, like A1 important. You got to do it. Like, you think little things don't matter, it do. Like, the little detail that you messed up, it could throw your game off, or how you recover from that. So you gotta go out there, play your heart out. You gotta win, because game two, you know, game two, you feel good, you won game one, cool, but you lost game two, you know, I mean, not game two, yeah, you lost game one. You know, game one, okay, I won. Okay, cool. I got to focus on game two. Flush game one. If I won that, boom. Focus on the little details and stuff like that. And make sure, okay, boom, this way you want to go. Boom, all right, back. Pull out to his weakest side and stuff like that. Boom, all right, back. Now, game two, you know, if you lost game one, game two, you know, the people who already won game one, I already know game two. I know this team back on revenge because they lost game one. So, of course, I got to, you know, be on my A game and stuff like that. Yes, we messed up. We did some little, you know, little get a rust off of us, you know, a little rust. You know, we got rusty because we didn't play in the play-in, so we were safe. But still, we play these people, the same team to whoever make to four-game win. But the series, a seven game series. So you gotta take game one, boom, game one over with. Flush it. Okay, cool. Now you gotta focus on game two. They always say take one game at a time. That's it, true. Like, okay, now game two, focus, boom, focus. If I lost, I know I'm out for revenge. Like, I'm out for revenge. Cause I don't want the team who won game one go up 2-0. I want to make the series 1-1. If I'm everybody else, teams who lost, I want to make the series 1-1. If I won game one, I want to make the series 2-0. And then game three, a third house, I want to go 3-0. And then game four, at third house, I want to go 4-0 and move on to the next round. And I can wait for my opponents, you know, wait for your opponents and stuff like that. And wait for them to get done with their series who I'm going to face. So like that, so I got enough rest and stuff like that. Also, I know teams not gonna lay down for nobody. Like, teams not gonna lay out. So you gotta, you know, punch them in their mouth, cause they not gonna know what. I feel like game two, this series game two, is gonna be like different breed. It's gonna be different. Like, teams gonna figure things out now, cause you know, okay, boom, went back. Okay, let's change some things up. I know coaches like, okay, let's change some things up. Let's change our, throw that plan we had, all right, throw that out the window. Now let's focus on, let's find a new way to, get their throw that out of game. That, okay, that plan didn't work. Okay, let's make a new plan. Okay, how can we, you know, look at family. Okay, cool. Okay, I see how we can irritate this superstar. You know, this is how we can, mess their superstar so we can get more people involved. We get more people, you know, like superstar not having no good game. You know, somebody got to step up, or the coaches who won, right? Okay, boom. Next, another player. Okay, got tweak some little parts. Okay, cool. Boom. Okay, now we see who got the hotter hand, who did not have the hotter hand. So, you know, they back up. Like, revenge, like, you have a good game, game one. You know, game two, you got, that's revenge. Like, you on the radar, you on the media. You boom, 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 trying to, you know, score. But it can be tough. It can be hard. It can be tough. It's just, you got to take one game at a time. Okay, boom, we're through game one. After we know that. Like, let's focus on game two and try to steal one on the road. Or you got home court advantage. You know, fans got to get more loud and stuff like that so we can rob them. So we can't rob their game plan. They can't hear each other. They can fight bigger against one another teams and stuff like that. Each other as a team. It's like that. So we know we get in their head. So back. Boom. So that's who we're going to eliminate that. We're going to eliminate a superstar. We got to get their role players or their players. Got to play hard and stuff like that. They got to bring their A game as well because, you know, probably a double team, your superstars, stuff like that. So you gotta, you know the in and out. Cause you know, if you don't change something or tweak some of the things, and you know what work, what don't work, okay, boom, throw that out. And you know what work, you know, keep that, and just build off of that. That's all you gotta do. Just build off the things that work for you guys, like work for them. And because you already know the team who lost game one out for revenge and who won game one is trying to protect home court advantage, home court, because you know people on the road trying to steal one off your home court and make the series 1-1. But you got, if you 1-0 right now, you got to protect home court advantage. Like all the teams, I think, who won here, I think, home court advantage. I think. I'm not sure. But I think who had home court advantage won. So, you got to protect it. You got to protect it. But you already know, the people who not shoot well want to out for advance. Like, out for advance. Like, man, we got to do something. We got to do something better. We got to bring our A game. Nobody can stop us. Let's bring our A game right now. So, don't stop. Keep going. Keep on fighting. And just know that outcome, you're gonna be good. It's gonna be good. So just take one game in time, relax, meditate, work on your shot, stuff like that. But yeah, like, God, that mentally toughness, it can be a challenge, a very, very good challenge. But hey, so you can go 1-1 or 2-0, and then boom, okay, we have to protect our home court now they coming on. They protect theirs. Now they coming on our home court. We got to take ours. So we don't get swept at all. So it's going to be tough. Like I said, I feel like the OKC and the Pels game, I hope so they go game 7. Also, game 7. Dallas versus the Clippers. I'm going to go game 7. Some of these games can go to games. Like game 7. Like really, really. Like a good, good series. But everybody got to flush that game. 1 out of 20. Now let's focus on game 2. And because game 2, it might get sticky. Like I said, it might be sticky. Very, very sticky. You just got to enjoy every game. So, can't wait. But before we go, I take a deep breath in. I let out. Take another breath in. I let out. God first, so first. That's if you don't got kids. You just single, salute to you guys. Don't y'all big one out there. God first, kid for yourself first. Shout out to the team parents out there. Don't y'all back on slow to you guys. Going very, very strong. Taking your kids slow to you guys. God first, yourself. You should never in a relationship with no kids. Slow to you guys. Going very, very strong. Of course, you got upset now, but slow to you guys. God first, kid, self. You should never going strong with kids in a relationship. Slow. Also, got ups and downs for you. But you guys going strong. Slow to you guys. So, yeah. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, make sure you guys tell a friend, tell everybody that you know about Shelter Empire. Also, make sure you guys check out Season 1, Season 2, Season 3. We're still in Season 4 of Shelter Empire podcast, you know. Are you going strong, strong, strong? But like I said to everybody, to their mama, to their parent, to everybody, their mom, their daddy, their grandparent, to their grandparent, to their grandparent, to their mother, their mother, their mothers, their people. You know, we talk about everything you guys want to talk about. But, you know, it's to everybody that you know about Shelter Empire Podcast. So, yeah. I always say this. Shout out to everyone overseas. Love. Love you guys so, so much. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so, so much. Thank God for tuning in every day. Love you guys so, so much. I also want to say happy birthday to you, to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday to everyone. Birthday today. Enjoy guys' birthday. Enjoy it. Like I said, I enjoy mine. Also, I want to say thank everyone for the birthday wishes. Man, love you guys so much. Also, the people, you know, who came out and supported me for bringing my birthday in. I love you guys so much. Thank God for tuning in. You know, showing up. But, man, that was fun. I had so much fun bringing my birthday in. Ash birthday, you know. It was cool. It was fun. I enjoyed it. So, little things do matter to me. But I really, really enjoy it. But yeah. I always say this. If nobody love, we love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of you guys Monday. Peace and love.
You guys on the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire Show. We love you guys. We gone.